statistics about rural populations, whether it's about increased cancers, cardiovascular disease, poorer outcomes with cancers, suicide, higher alcohol consumption, all those things are common across so many agricultural industries globally. And I just don't know why we aren't more cross about it, I guess. And so it's wonderful to see people over here actually wanting to address those inequities.
Can you just give a brief rundown of what Sustainable Farm Families is and what it hopes to achieve?
Yeah, so Sustainable Farm Families focuses on the human resource on the farm. Basically, our motto is there's no point in having a better bottom line if you're not there to enjoy it.
Does Canada not have a program of its own that's addressing these issues?
Evidently not. They searched the globe, and this was the only program that addressed what they wanted to address.
So what is so unique about it?
I think it's unique because the farmers themselves engage. It's about working with their industry group. It's about working with them as farmers and for the benefit of their business. What we've also found is that farm men and women are interested in their health. They really are interested in their health. But it's how it's delivered within the context of an agricultural community or a farming community that makes a difference.
Canada is obviously similar to Australia. There are a number of other countries that are battling with bad statistics in rural areas. How far do you see this program going?
I don't know, Daniel. I'm sure that there may be a flow-on effect from this.
My name is Jordan Jensen, project manager for the new Sustainable Farm Families program in Alberta, Canada. I will be one of several members of a team who will be delivering this program, a combination of registered nurses and agriculture facilitators, all of whom have a strong agricultural background. We found that to be one of the most important aspects, is we need our team to be able to understand and relate to the farmers who are going to be participating in this.
Okay, so to understand what farmers are likely to actually adopt realistically.
Exactly. Right now we're just in the recruiting process, but we are aiming to have between 80 and 100 participants this year. Farmers who will be receiving the training, and as far as trainers or facilitators who will be delivering the program, for this year, we have currently hired 12 people.
If this pilot goes well, where do you see the Sustainable Farm Families program going in Canada?
Well, our aim as the Alberta Farm Safety Centre right now is to expand it throughout Alberta. Every province, every country can benefit from having this knowledge. Whether you're in Italy or whether you're in Canada, I think this is very valuable information that really has the potential to change a farmer's perception about their value and what they need to do to have a sustainable farm. One of the topics that has been most well received by farmers in Australia, and one that we seem to think will have the most influence here in Canada, will be the chapters referring to stress and anxiety, mental health issues, because farming, as you know, is a very stressful industry, and it plays a big impact on the individual farmer, on his family life, and that really greatly determines how coherent a farmer is while they're working. It determines how focused they are and how much they value themselves and their families. But all the chapters, everything from cardiovascular disease and diabetes right up through physical exercise. What we want is to make sure that our farmers can relate to each other and that they're like-minded. Right now we're working closely with the Alberta potato producers, and we're hoping to get an entire workshop filled with potato growers so that they can relate to each other, they can share the same struggles that they face.
Jordan Jensen is the project manager for the Sustainable Farm Families program in Alberta. The National Centre for Farmer Health is now calling for expressions of interest from farming groups in Australia after it received 11th hour funding to deliver more programs on home soil. The centre was on the verge of closure with just two staff remaining when on July 1, the Commonwealth and Victorian governments announced joint funding to ensure it could continue its work in the short term. About 2,500 farmers have already been through the Sustainable Farm Families program, and staff are now being re-recruited to roll it out in other areas of the country. Dairy Australia has also funded a pilot program to assist farmers struggling through the drought in Queensland.